Lately, my son has discovered something incredible. He's realized that if he doesn't want to go to bed, he doesn't have to. He can simply leave. The bed, the room, the rules. And as much as I'd love to tell you that Emily and I have handled this like the calm, wise, well-rested parents we imagined we'd be, the truth is, gentle parenting in our house lately looks a lot like two adults whisper yelling in the hallway until our four-year-old cracks the door open, and then we instantly turn into, "Hey, buddy, it's bedtime." And then there's our daughter. She's 18 months old and completely convinced that she's 16. She'll toddle into a room like a tiny CEO, issue a decree in a language that only she understands, and somehow everyone complies. It's funny until you realize she's teaching me something I didn't expect. How much of parenting is modeling the calm I want to see. On the days I'm rushed, she's louder. On the days I slow down, sit on the floor, let her help, follow her curiosity, she softens too. It makes me wonder how many of our daily battles are really about my pace, not her will. That's the stuff I want to explore here. Not theory for theory's sake, but the ordinary choices that change the temperature of a home. Because the goal isn't to win every moment, it's to build a relationship we can grow on for years. Parenting is humbling. It's beautiful and hilarious and hard, often all in the same 15 minutes. And that's really what raising humans is about. I'm Nick, husband of 11 years to my favorite person, Emily, and dad to two incredible kids, a four-year-old son who's mastered the art of negotiation, and an 18-month-old daughter who has no idea how small she actually is compared to her confidence. Parenting, for us, has been the ultimate mirror. It reveals who you are and who you still need to become. It tests your patience, your priorities, your ego, and your endurance, all before breakfast. And somewhere between the chaos and the quiet moments, you realize this job isn't just about raising kids, it's about raising us. That's the heart behind this podcast. Raising Humans isn't here to hand you perfect formulas or three-step plans. It's here to help you breathe a little easier, laugh at the mess, and remember that the hard days don't mean you're doing it wrong. They usually mean you're doing something that matters. Because parenting is this weird collision of responsibility and wonder. One minute you're Googling how to get slime out of carpet, and the next you're overwhelmed by the realization that you're shaping a person's worldview by how you respond in this very moment. It's heavy, but it's also holy in its own way. Not because it's polished or perfect, but because it's real. Every other week, we'll sit down and talk about the things that actually make up real family life. Communication, marriage, technology, emotions, identity, discipline, and the daily chaos that we're all just trying to navigate without losing our minds or our sense of humor. You'll hear from other parents, counselors, teachers, and mentors who are right here in it too. People who don't claim to have it all figured out, but who are willing to share what they've learned in the process. And before the podcast officially launches, we've got something special coming up. The Raising Humans Conference, happening November 8th. It's a one-day experience designed to give parents practical help and real-world wisdom. We'll talk about things like tech and screens, emotional regulation, family rhythms, schools and special needs, and all the unspoken questions we carry as parents. After the conference, the podcast officially launches with new episodes every 2 weeks. So whether you're listening in the car, folding laundry at midnight, or standing in the hallway whisper yelling like me, welcome. You're not in this alone, you're not failing, and you're not crazy for finding this way harder than you expected. I know I am. Because raising humans isn't just about helping them grow up, it's about us growing too. So if no one has told you lately, you're doing more right than you think. The fact that you care enough to listen, to learn, to try again tomorrow, that matters. We definitely won't get this perfect, but we can get it better together. Welcome to Raising Humans.